org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Meteorologist Ed Keyser will be along in 5 minutes with details on the weather. He says a freeze warning still in effect for another half hour. It's up to 31 degrees on Friends Plaza right now. And Ed will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A University of Illinois men's gymnastics coach who trained U.S. gymnasts at the Beijing Olympics has resigned for personal reasons, a school official says, and a published report says he was being investigated for possible misconduct. Assistant Athletic Director Kent Brown says John Valdez left his job as men's assistant coach October 17th. The Chicago Tribune, citing unnamed sources, said Valdez resigned amid allegations of possible misconduct. Robin Kaler, the university's associate chancellor for public affairs, says campus police were investigating a camera found in a locker room on campus, but Kaler declined to say whether that was linked to Valdez's resignation. Brown wasn't sure where on campus that camera was found. Valdez served as a personal coach for U of I gymnast and interim assistant coach Justin Spring, a bronze medalist at the Beijing Olympics. The book The Kite Runner is too strong for most high school sophomores. That was the ruling of the Champaign Unit 4 school board last night. They voted 5-2 to remove Khaled Hosseini's novel about Afghanistan from the required summer reading list for an honors English course. Last night's vote came on a complaint from a parent who said her daughter was too young to be reading a novel that includes a scene where a boy is raped by an older boy. Board member Sue Gray says The Kite Runner is a compelling and emotional page-turner of a novel, but she thinks many parents, including herself, wouldn't want to see it on a required reading list for 14-year-old students.
You know, when a kid's 14, the parent still has a choice of what their children can do and not do. And when we require a book, even though you can opt out, I still think we've taken the parent and the family out of the picture.
Unit 4 school board removal of Kite Runner from the sophomore honors English course ran counter to a recommendation from a parent-teacher committee formed to study the complaint. It also ran against some of the teachers who teach the course using the book. After the vote, one of them accused the school board of censorship, while another said The Kite Runner was the only book in the course that her students really related to. Last night's school board meeting was held in Savoy, so it could conclude a joint meeting with the village board. The topic was a new school in Savoy, which hasn't had a public school in its limits since the 1970s. School board president Dave Tomlinson told trustees if Champaign County voters approve a countywide school facility sales tax next week, it'll finance a new elementary school in Savoy. Mayor Robert McCleary says they need a new school now more than ever. He pointed to data from Savoy's latest special census that showed the town was attracting many young families with children.
We're getting a lot of kids, and I think that they're excited about the fact that the plan shows a school in Savoy for their children so their kids can walk to school like a lot of other kids do around in this community.
Most of Savoy lies too far away from the school to have one, any school, to have one that would be the area's main school under the district schools of choice policy. That would change if a new school is built in Savoy. If the facility sales tax passes, Tomlinson says they plan to have a new Savoy school ready to open in 2011. Operations at Carrie Busey School would then be moved to the Savoy School. City staff in Urbana recommend continuing an 18-month-old rental registration program that angered some landlords when it was first enacted. But the director of Urbana's Community Development Department, Libby Tyler, says a survey found more than half the rental property owners in the city now support the mandatory program, even though they have to pay an annual registration fee and subject themselves to inspections. Tyler also says the program has uncovered problems that inspectors wouldn't have been able to find before.
Things like basement units, just making sure that there's proper egress and fire exits with the windows and the doors and proper ceiling height as well. Those are the types of issues that you might find in an older home that's been broken up into apartments.
Tyler says the income from the registration program has let the city hire the staff to inspect each apartment or home at least every 5 years. Urbana has previously had only one inspector. Clergy and other religious leaders in Will County have been given a lesson on how to identify and help people living in an abusive situation. The clergy were brought together yesterday by the Will County Circuit Court. State's Attorney James Glasgow said women who are being physically abused by their boyfriends or husbands often remain silent and stay in the relationships because they can't financially support themselves. He said that the women's pastors offered help and directed them to the proper resources, some of the women might be able to escape a volatile home life. The event coordinator says church leaders are down in the trenches every day. He says because they hear from people from all spectrums, they have to be able to recognize the signs of abuse. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather on this freezing cold morning. 31 degrees now. And if anybody had a bet as to when the first hard freeze would be, and they picked today, they won. And if they'd taken your advice last week, they might have picked it.
Yeah, it also is the first 32. Sometimes we have it getting down to just 32 briefly, but this went from our previous low temperature was 37. That was on Saturday morning, all the way down to below 30 here. So we just plunged right past that 32-degree mark earlier this morning, and it's been below 32 for several hours. So a hard freeze. This ends the growing season for sure. This, unfortunately,